morning, Mean Green Nation fans. My name's Greg Godecker. I'm the author of all the breakdowns for Mean Green Nation, and I wanted to welcome you to the first ever edition of MGN Buzzer Beater, where we're going to be talking all about basketball today. We're in March, first day of March. March Madness has begun. UNT has been playing pretty good basketball. Things are exciting. Things are on the rise, or we think they're on the rise. So I want you guys to sit back, enjoy this all basketball edition podcast, and, you know, let's get into some basketball talk. First things first, North Texas, they've been playing good basketball, like we said. They had a 5-game winning streak coming into last night's game. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, why was that? Why, you know, of all the struggles that we had earlier in the season, what changed to help UNT win those 5 games? And, you know, one of the things that I like to point to when I talk to people about it is, the first things first is when you make shots, and UNT had been making shots. I mean, their shooting percentage went up, you know, those 5 games, they were shooting close to 50%. If you're going to make shots like that, you're going to be hard to defend. Secondly, when Colin Voss is making a jumper, it spreads the floor out because their big guys are going to be guarding Colin Voss. A 6'11 guy is going to be guarding Colin Voss. And if they're not his own team, they have to step out on Voss. And that, what does that do? That opens up the lane. That opens up a drive for TJ Taylor or Jordan Williams or an explosive DeAndre Harris. You know, and it also opens up Jeremy Combs. We know how effective he's been as a freshman. He's a guy that gets the ball in the post and he's just aggressive and wants to go up with it. So Voss steps out, hits those shots. Whenever he gets the ball, he can toss it into Combs. Combs has more area to work. The lane's open. Things were just running smoothly. Secondly, the seniors, those guys have been stepping up. Jordan Williams has been playing good. TJ Taylor has been playing great. Colin Voss has been playing great. Maurice Anafiok, not a senior, but he's been making shots. DeAndre Harris, sixth man, off the bench, making plays. Armani Flanagan, he's been coming in, giving us good minutes. So everybody just started playing better. You started to see that these guys were gelling as a team together. You could see on the offensive end that the offense was just running more smoothly. And it seemed like we were doing less random things and more set plays. More of the, you know, down screen, cross screen, get the ball in the post action. Seemed like players, they knew where they were supposed to be. They were getting in those positions. They were delivering passes. We weren't turning the ball as much over. And then we were making shots. And then on top of that, we were still playing pretty good defense. So all that led into a 5-game winning streak where you beat a UAB team at home who's, you know, up there in the tops of the conference. You came from 21 down to beat Middle Tennessee State. You went on the road. You took care of Florida Atlantic and FIU. You came back home, and then you beat a pretty good Charlotte team, a team that was picked third, or to finish third in our conference. And then, of course, you know, we had to play Old Dominion last night. But look, I had the opinion of Old Dominion was one of the 68 best teams in the country. If they wouldn't have had their losses in the middle of the year, they had a couple losses in the conference term, in conference play. If they wouldn't have had those losses, you'd be talking about them for an at-large team. Because they, look, if you're a fan of great basketball defense, watch Old Dominion play. Those guys play fundamentally sound man-to-man defense. They get on you. They don't let you get past them. And then when you get, you know, they just play really good, you know, team defense. There's help defense when a guy might get past them. It made things difficult for North Texas last night. And we're talking about, you know, a little bit about that game too. The first half for UNT, the first really 16 minutes of the game, awesome. You couldn't have asked for UNT to play any better against that that defense. They were making shots, even though they were tough shots, they were still making shots. They were running their offense. They were playing good defense. They had as much as a 9-point lead against Old Dominion. And then, in that 15 to 16 minute mark range, Anafiok, Maurice, he picked up his third foul, which, at that point, you knew that our depth wasn't much because we're playing guys with two fouls. And, you know, I'm always of the opinion that, look, if you get two fouls in the first half, you got to sit them. But we had Anafiok with two, and we had TJ Taylor with two, and then we had the DeAndre Harris situation where he was pouting over on the bench. We'll get into that later. So you're down these two guys, and you got to have scorers on the floor. So Tony Benford had to keep them on the floor. Anafiok picks up the cheap third foul when he got caught jumping in the air. 16 minutes are down. We just hit the under four timeout. You know, I'm thinking to myself, look, we got to get through this 4-minute stretch. We got to get to halftime, regroup. Hopefully we still have the lead and then things will be all right because then we'll get our scores back to where they can be aggressive. And so we held on for the lead. We had the lead at halftime. You know, we were playing, you know, still good basketball. You know, that it just seemed like that last 4 minutes, like it was kind of sketchy, but okay, we held on. We had, we came out in the second half and it just fell off. It just seemed like that last 4 minutes of the first half, you know, on for the rest of the game, Old Dominion just said, look, we're going to make everything extremely difficult on you. You're not going to get easy shots. You're not going to make a ton of shots over us. We're going to put hands in your face. We're not going to let you drive around us. And then the other thing was, you know, some fans were talking about, you know, getting the ball in the post. You know, we had Old Dominion. We had them in foul trouble. We had them in the bonus. But at this point, they weren't really letting us get the ball in the post. And, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to call a post play. I'm going to call a post option if I'm Tony Benford. I'm going to run, you know, I'm going to have Jordan Williams down screen, and then I'm going to set a cross screen for him. He's going to get the ball in the post, and, you know, we'll go to work from there. Same thing with Colin Voss or with, you know, Jeremy Combs. We want to get them touches in the post. Well, what ODU was doing was they were doing a good job of having, you know, of denying the entry first off. Secondly, the man who was guarding the ball was making that pass a difficult pass. And then when we'd get the ball and have a look in the post, their guards were collapsing on our bigs. And they were stealing the ball away. They were knocking. They were slapping it. So our bigs weren't close enough to the basket where they could just turn around and go up with it right away. They were having to put the ball on the floor. And if any of you guys are, you know basketball, you listen to it, you see it on TV, they're always talking about big guys, don't put the ball on the floor. And we saw it last night because Old Dominion, they were slapping the ball away. They were making it difficult for us. They made it difficult for us all night. And whenever they'd get turnovers, we had 15 turnovers in the game. They were converting those into fast break points. And, you know, I came into the game and was saying, you know, one of the keys was, you know, not turning the ball over, you know, not allowing them to have easy buckets. And we were giving up easy buckets to them, you know. And another thing that really, you know, baffled me in that game was, it was one of the keys that I had was, you know, offensive rebounds. And we gave up 11 offensive rebounds, and last time out, we gave up 14 offensive rebounds to them. Old Dominion, they were a team that, they were almost like a grinder offense. When they came down and they set up in their offense, they took their time. If it wasn't a turnover and a fast break opportunity, they were going to work the ball around. They were a good assist team. They were one of the tops in Conference USA. They were going to take their time. They were going to, you know, get the best shot that they could, try and dribble drive, you know, get an open look or get the ball in the post. They did a great job of getting the ball in the post. And then when they missed shots, they were getting offensive rebounds. So here you have North Texas who has to work for everything that they, you know, they can get on the offensive end. They have to work hard. Now they're having to work hard to defend, you know, for 30 seconds. They give up an offensive rebound, then they have to defend for another 30 seconds. So you're having to defend for a full minute. whenever you do get the ball back, then you're going to be tired from defending, and it's going to take away from your offense. You know, that was a huge key to me, was the offensive rebounds. UNT had to do a better job. It just seemed like they weren't going up and grabbing it. They were tired, and the balls were getting tipped away, and then ODU would get it and get another possession and then, you know, make a shot. And, you know, it just, they just wore North Texas out last night. And you had DeAndre Harris, like we said, you know, he only had 8 minutes and he didn't do anything. He pouted, you know, he got frustrated about something. He wasn't engaged in the game. You know, he sat down on the bench and we needed him. He is one of our, you know, the sixth man that comes off the bench. And, I mean, when he's in the game, we're using him on 26% of our offensive possessions. He's getting 24% of all of our shots. He's one of the best offensive players we have. He's one of the most explosive players we have. And if you don't have him in the game, look, the way that ODU was playing such good on-the-ball, man-to-man defense, we needed a guy who could drive past them and create things, and that's Harris for us. You know, I love TJ Taylor, and he's more of a pull-up shooter guy. He doesn't have that explosiveness. He can finish around the rim because he's a tough kid, and I love him, but he doesn't really necessarily have that first step, that burst to get by people. DeAndre Harris has that. He may be the most explosive player in all of Conference USA. If he could put his maturity issues aside, we're going to have a really good player. But until then, you know, if you're Tony Benford, you're stuck with wondering, okay, am I going to get the DeAndre Harris who went off against Charlotte, or am I going to get the guy who gets thrown out against, you know, UTEP and in those games and pouts and doesn't play like he did last night? I mean, we need, for UNT, everything has to be, you know, working smoothly. Everything has to come together. They can ill afford to have one guy really off for a night. They have to have Maurice Anafiak scoring. They have to have TJ Taylor being efficient. They have to have Jordan Williams, you know, getting his 15 points. And he didn't, you know, he struggled last night. But he played hard. You know, they have to get Colin Voss making jumpers. And they have to get Jeremy Combs, you know, doing what he does. You know, being aggressive, scoring points, getting to the free throw line, grabbing rebounds. They need everything to work together. They can't have one, you know, score like a Harris pounding over there on the bench. They can't do it. They didn't have it really throughout this 5-game winning streak. He's been essential to it. They got to have everybody play together, guys. And so this, you know, the Harris thing, and who knows what happened after the game. You know, was he a part of the shouting? Was he a part of, you know, the reason that a lot of players, you know, were pissed off after the game? Look, you know, they struggled in the second half. They didn't have all their parts there. They were tired. They wanted that win. Things got difficult for them, and, you know, they kind of collapsed. You know, they kind of, we don't know where they are as a team. We don't know what words were said. We weren't in the locker room, so we're not going to speculate on that. But you have to wonder about a team that they struggled early in the season. They got their act together. They get a tough game thrown in their face, and then they kind of, you know, they kind of let things slip away, you know? And so I hope that it's nothing. I hope that they're able to put it all aside. I hope that they're able to move on to Thursday night game against UTEP, because it's another big game. We can't really afford to, you know, let things get out of hand when you were playing so well. Yes, look, Old Dominion, they were a very good team. They were a really good team. So we need to move on from that. We're playing UTEP on Thursday night. UTEP, they've lost 2 in a row. They lost by 17 at Louisiana Tech. Then they lost by 3 against Southern Miss. So they're kind of reeling. You know, they're going to be fired up to be back at home. And so this is a game that, you know, we need, because, you know, you're looking at the Conference USA, you know, where we sit in the conference, and, you know, we're 8-8. We're still tied with Middle Tennessee. We got UTSA, who's 7-9 behind us. Rice 7-9, but we beat them twice. And Marshall, who's 7-9, who we lost to. So these games down the stretch, they're huge for the seeding, you know? It's very possible that we end up playing one of those teams that I rattled off. So we got UTEP on Thursday. We got UTSA on Saturday. UTEP, like we just mentioned, they're struggling. They had been on a hot streak, and a lot of people were saying, hey, this might be the team to beat going into the conference tournament. But we've seen them. They lost twice. They had the really shocking loss against Southern Miss last night, and I'm not sure what exactly happened there. I mean, they lost 63 to 62, one of the worst teams in the country. Southern Miss really doesn't have anything. Now, granted, they beat us somehow, but we're gonna move past that and let that go. And still, for UTEP, they're generally a good defensive team. Now, Tim Floyd didn't he wasn't able to be there. He'll be back on Thursday night against us, but Southern Miss, they shot, 52% from the 2-point range. They only shot 24% from 3-point range, so you can't say it was that they beat, UTEP with their threes. For UTEP, they shot 50%, so, and it looks like Southern Miss got to the free throw line a lot. They got there 29 times, and boy, 17 turnovers. There you go. So UTEP, they turned the ball over 17 times. And that's a big thing for us going into the UTEP game because, we can force turnovers. And so if we can get UTEP to turn the ball over against us, those can lead to easy baskets because their defense is another, it's not as good as, which it's not as good as Old Dominion's, but it's still good. They're long, they're athletic. Vince Hunter, 6'8". Cedric Lane, 6'10". Julian Washburn, 6'8". They have a guy, Matt Williams, 7'1". So they're gonna throw big guys at us. We're not a very big team. Their effective height against us, that's gonna be a huge factor. The last time out against UTEP, we lost at home 85-71, so we scored 70 points against them, but the guys, Vince Hunter had 21 points against us, and Irvin Morris, he had 22 points against us, but he's more of a guard. So it's going to be interesting to see where is this team's mind frame going into the UTEP game. We had the way the game ended. It wasn't pretty. It was a tough game. It was a good opponent, like we said, a bunch of times already today. Now we got to go play another good opponent on the road, who's lost two in a row, who wants to get things corrected too. So, is there some internal thing that's going on at UTEP that's, making them struggle, or, are teams starting to figure it out, or was it Tim Floyd being away for these couple, the one game and then the loss at Louisiana Tech that they just, maybe they overlook Southern Miss. Who knows? Still, when you look at the matchup between North Texas and UTEP, a lot of the statistics are going to favor UTEP on the road. Their offense is not great, but it's still pretty efficient. It's their offensive efficiency is somewhere around seventh best in the conference. Their defense is right up there. It's third best in the conference. Then you look at, our offense. We're not very efficient, but we've been getting better. So can we continue to, UTEP is going to be a mostly man defense against us. Can we continue to function, like we were, against teams before Old Dominion, or we're going to be stifled? Can we make shots? Secondly, we gotta avoid the turnovers again. We're not great at turning the ball over. UTEP's not a team that really forces a lot of turnovers, so that's one area. Offensive rebounds, and UTEP's offensive rebounds versus our defensive rebounding. UTEP's not a great offensive rebounding team, but then again, we're not a great defensive rebounding team. So that's one area where, last time out against UTEP, let's see how many we gave up. They had 11 offensive rebounds, and that's a huge area of concern again. We've got to find a way to hit the boards. We probably played a lot of zone against them last time. We're going to probably play more man-to-man this time, so it'll be you would hope that it's a little bit easier to rebound against them. But again, they have that big front line, 6'11", 6'8". So we're going to see, can we get guys boxed out? Can we get, you know, Vince Hunter boxed out? Because he had 9 rebounds against us. And he really killed us last time. So that's one area of concern. You know, our free throws, we got to make free throws. It's going to be tough for us to go on the road and beat UTEP. Their team, you know, again, they're not playing well right now, but my guess is they're going to come out fired up to be on their home court. They're going to be pretty much like Old Dominion and want to get things turned in the right direction. So it's a tough game against UTEP. You know, our chances of winning are probably slim. You know, they're probably below 20%. It's a road game, you know, and you always like to say that when you're going on the road, you're already starting out down 10 points. So we've got to overcome that right away. You know, their fans, they have pretty good fan attendance there. So we've got to overcome that. We got to quiet the crowd. We've got to get things. We got to have our composure. I feel like this team's composure is, you know, way up one game and then way down. It's been great for 5 games. It struggled in the second half against Old Dominion. We got to regain the composure, regain the confidence this week. You know, you got to come out. We got to make shots early, like we did against Charlotte, like we did against Old Dominion. Build our confidence up. Play defense. Get it to the last 4 minutes of the game where you're under 10 points and anything is possible from there. I want to beat UTEP, but look, if we go into UTEP and we lose by, you know, 4-3 points somewhere in there, you got to feel like, okay, you know what? We had the bad game against Old Dominion for the second half, but they were a really good team. We played hard on the road against UTEP. We didn't quite have enough because they're a good team too. And you know what? We're still trending in the right direction. We're still going. We're still moving there. We can still close out the season, you know, with a good win against UTSA. Saturday night, we play UTSA. So what does UTSA have? Well, they have the most efficient offense in the conference, which, yes, it's weird. You know, it's hard. You know, it's interesting to say, but hey, you know, they figured out things and, you know, they're playing well, but, you know, they lost last night to Louisiana Tech. But, you know, they went on the road against Louisiana Tech. They were in that game for most of the time period. They lost 76-66, and, you know, they didn't really turn the ball. Now, yeah, they had 15 turnovers in that game. But, look, you know, last time out against UTSA, we struggled with how they moved the ball. I mean, they came out and they really showed, I mean, they really hit us. You know, we were in the zone a lot of that game, and we lost by 10 at home, 71-61. And, man, they, you know, they had 12 assists in that game. And so their big guy, Jeremy Hill, you know, he went off on us. They had Keon Lewis went off on us. Ryan Bowie went off on us. You know, they're a big assist team. They do a great job passing the ball around. Now, defensively, they're not that good. They're probably one of the worst defenses in our conference. And let me see. Yeah, they're one of the third worst defenses in our conference. So that bodes well for UNT. That's, you know, we've been playing okay on offense. We've been getting better. And if you have a bad defense against North Texas, I think that we can score on them. We can score, you know, we could score in the 70s. We could get up close to 80s. If our defense, if we go out and we play man-to-man against UTSA, I think we can beat them. Look, we had Charlotte coming in. They were playing better too. And they were, you know, one of the best offensive teams as well. And we kind of shut them down. They didn't have a good defense. And look what we were able to do. UTSA, they've got a good offense. They haven't been playing well. They've actually lost. They've lost to Charlotte. They've lost to UTEP. They've lost to Southern Miss. And they've lost to Louisiana Tech. So they've lost 4 in a row. They get Rice this week at home. And then they get us. So, you know, Rice is a tough team to play because they can score the ball. So maybe teams are figuring out UTSA. And so maybe they lose to Rice, and then we're going to say hopefully that they lose to us. I think we can go on the road. We can beat UTSA. We're a better team than we were when we played them first and lost by 10. They don't have a great defense. Yes, they have a good offense, but we have an okay defense. And I think that if we get our confidence back against UTEP, we play them tough, we should be able to go down to San Antonio and beat UTSA, because they're not a great team. They do have a really good offense, but that's about all that they have. So we should be able to come out of this last stretch, this last road stretch, you know, 1-1. And that's huge for us, because you want to see, you want to get a good seeding. You know, right now we're tied for the sixth seed in our conference. Yeah, I believe it is the sixth seed. And so, you know, can we finish with the sixth seed? We're not going to get a bye in the first round. I know a lot of people, you know, wanted to have that bye, you know, but we're not going to get it. So, you know, what exactly are we talking about for the Conference USA, the basketball tournament that's coming up? You know, can we go in? Can we win it? Well, you know, I don't know if you look, we've beaten UAB, who's up there near the top of our conference. You know, we've beaten Louisiana Tech. You know, we should have beaten Western Kentucky. You know, I don't think we're going to beat UTEP. We didn't beat Old Dominion. We haven't played them well. That would definitely be one team that, you know, I would not want to see us play. So, let's go first round matchup. Let's say we go out 1-1, and let's say first off, let's say we get the sixth seed, and so then, okay, what we'll be playing the 11th seed, so that should be FIU that we would be playing right now, and we know we can beat FIU. Hey, you know, so, okay, so we play FIU, we should be able to beat FIU, then, okay, if we would get the winner then, let's see, we would get the number 4 seed. So then you'd be talking about, okay, we'd be playing, you know, right now we'd be playing UTEP. So that would not be a good matchup for us. So that would be hard to win, you know, that game. Now if we were to get the 7 seed, and we'd have to be playing the 10th seed at this point. We'd be playing Charlotte, which, you know, we throttled Charlotte at home. We lost to them big on the road. But, you know, I feel like the way our offense is jiving right now, the way we played them last time out, I think we could beat them again. So you play Charlotte, we should be able to beat them. And if you beat Charlotte, well, then you'd have to go on. You'd have to play the 3 seed. And the 3 seed right now is Old Dominion. So, you know, you hate to have to, you know, have a matchup with either UTEP or UAB in that second round. You'd love to see it where you get somebody like UAB or, you know, and not Louisiana Tech, but boy, if you're getting, I mean, look, you're going to play good teams no matter what if you get to the second round, the quarterfinals. And, you know, boy, but the two teams that match up there, you know, UTEP and Old Dominion, you know, those aren't good matchups for us. But let's see what happens. Let's see what happens on Thursday against UTEP. Let's see where this team's mind frame is, you know. Can they rebound from what happened and go out and give UTEP a strong game on their home court? You know, let's see how our offense, you know, because we've changed a little bit from the motion to the flex. Let's see. Let's get that game, you know, under our belts before we make a prediction and say how we're going to match up with UTEP in the quarterfinals. Maybe, you know, we give them a good game. Maybe we can even beat them. Look, it's a conference tournament. It's your last chance. It's Jordan Williams' last chance. It's TJ Taylor's last chance. It's Flanagan. It's his last chance. It's Colin Voss's last chance. Against Middle Tennessee State, we're down 21. Tony Benford comes in the locker room, tells him, is this how you want to go out? Same thing can be applied to the Conference USA tournament. Tony Benford tells the seniors, is this how we want to go out? Do you want to go out? You know, anything is possible when you get in the conference tournaments. teams make runs from out of nowhere, you know? So we should be able to get by our first round matchup, which is Wednesday, March 11th. Our quarterfinal matchup is going to be tough no matter what it is. Or, you know, if we could get by that, let's say we get by that, we get to the semifinals, I mean, they're going to be tough no matter what. But hey, look, if North Texas is playing confident and they're making their shots, they're a tough team to beat. They can space the floor. They got enough scores. They can be a tough team to beat. They can give somebody some trouble. So, you know, at the beginning of the season, my prediction was that we would finish out with 16 wins on the year and then win 2 in the conference tournament, and that we'd finish in the top 7. So right now we're sitting at 14 wins. It's going to be extremely tough for us to get to 16. I think we should get to 15 wins. We should be 500, excuse me, going into the tournament. We should get that first win. We should get to our 16, and then the quarterfinals matchup. We get there. It's going to be extremely tough. So, but like I keep saying, anything is possible, guys. Just, you know, continue to support the team. They made a huge turnaround, and it's going to be interesting to see how they finish out the season. Finally today, you know, George Dunham, he had his retirement, you know, and the dude was awesome. His play-by-play years, you know, the 25 years with UNT, all the lives that he touched, you know, all the fans' hearts, everybody, do you believe in the mean green? All that stuff is amazing. We've been blessed to have him, you know, call our games when so many of them weren't on television. It helps to have that guy that can just talk to you in a way that you can see the game happen in your head. You know, the great play-by-play guys, the great radio guys, that, you know, you should be able to turn off the television and watch the game mentally. And sometimes that's more fun for fans, especially if you get a guy like George who's so creative in the way the things that he says and the way that it just, you know, you get excited when you hear his voice come on the radio. You get excited when a play happens. He has an emotional investment in the game, and he gets excited. So you get excited. And man, you know, it was in my short time, you know, being the UNT fan, going to school there, you know, being the alumni now, you know, it's been great for us, you know, and I'm sad to see him go. And, you know, I hope that somebody, you know, we can bring in somebody with as much passion, a great voice, and that can continue on the great tradition of, you know, UNT play-by-play guys. So, George, congratulations on a great 25 years, sir, and I hope that you enjoy retirement. And for UNT, please bring in somebody just as good as George. You know, I know it's going to be tough to do, but please, can we get somebody good? That's pretty much all I got for you guys today. So again, you know, I hope that you've enjoyed it. We've talked, you know, pretty much 30 minutes of basketball, all basketball. I know this is, you know, coming at the end of the season and things have kind of picked up, and, you know, we're going to try and see where this goes, if you guys like the podcast or if you don't like the podcast. So again, guys, I appreciate, you know, anyone out there who was listening to it or, you know, whatnot. So if you have any questions, you know, here's another one. If you have any questions for me, you know, send them to my Twitter feed, you know, MGN_breakdown. Send them to the Mean Green Nation, you know, Adam, you know, at Mean Green Nation, or, you know, you can email us, you can sign up for the website. If you want to have us discuss something, you know, on our Buzzer Beater podcast, you know, let us know. You know, man, I am open to talking about anything basketball. This is a great time in the year. You know, I feel like, you know, things are trending up a little bit for UNT basketball. People are getting a little bit more excited. Maybe we can have a run in that conference tournament. Maybe we can get to March. Maybe everybody could party. Maybe we can, you know, be the dagger in somebody's heart in the conference tournament. I think it's our time. I think things are going to be exciting for us. So I hope that you guys get excited with us. And I want to thank you again for listening to MGN Buzzer Beater. Go Mean Green.